The announcement comes as California prepares for the June 2nd primary election, with Monday marking the deadline to register to vote for a mail-in ballot, while in-person voter registration extends to May 23rd. Federal officials also tied the case to a broader legal battle over access to California's voter rolls, which they suspect have undocumented residents registered to vote, something California officials have denied.
In terms of what the broader electorate thinks about this, it's not the case that folks are worried about people who are ineligible participating.
Matt Lesenier is a political science professor at Cal State University, Long Beach. He says cases of election fraud are rare in the U.S. amid safeguards like signature verification, and says research continues to show that voter fraud has little to no impact on election outcomes.
So nationwide, we see this less than two dozen in the thousands of elections that we have across the country. So it is a microscopic rate of incidents in voter fraud.
He also warned of the difference between voter registration fraud and a fraudulent ballot that actually gets counted for a race. Federal prosecutors have not alleged that fraudulent ballots were cast in Brown Armstrong's case, but when asked about the scope of this investigation, they say it's just the tip of the iceberg.
This is part of a larger investigation. We'll get into all that, I think, soon in the future.
And until more arrests and charges are announced, experts say elections in America remain secure.